This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli yesterday. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said, "The Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage," and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development. The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said, "The Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country." The Prime Minister said, "Vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India." He said, "The government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man." Prime Minister also launched the Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, the government insurance scheme and the One Nation, One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by Women News Readers for 24 hours. All 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as the news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being presented by Women News Readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko yesterday. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides took stock of progress on implementation of decisions taken at the 22nd annual summit held in Moscow in July last year. India and Singapore held the 18th round of Foreign Office consultations in Singapore yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Secretary East and Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar. The Singapore side was headed by Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Luke Goh. The co-chairs reviewed the entire gamut of the India-Singapore bilateral and multilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional and global matters of mutual interest. The discussion focused on the six pillars of cooperation: digitalization, skills development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, advanced manufacturing and connectivity. The discussion also covered bilateral cooperation in the areas of defense, trade, investments, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Both sides discussed the roadmap for implementation of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership between India and Singapore, which was announced during the visit of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Singapore in September last year. In Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Delhi Capitals by 5 wickets at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. Chasing 178 for victory, Gujarat Giants reached a target with 5 wickets in hand and 3 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Delhi Capitals scored 177 runs of 5 in stipulated 20 overs. Meg Lanning scored 92 of 57 for Delhi Capitals, while Harleen Dial contributed unbeaten 70 of 49 for Gujarat Titans. Meghna Singh picked up 3 wickets for Gujarat Titans. Harleen Dial was adjudged the player of the match. In Indian Super League football, Kerala Blasters FC defeated Mumbai City FC by 1-0 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Kochi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.